Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, if you will hold out your hand and close your eyes.
Oh, boy, I don't like this game at all. There we go.
That wasn't a question. okay. So I have borrowed a knife from a local toddler. And as you can see, I have written the name of several games on your fingers.
I felt it. Ow.
Yep. And I'm going to play that knife game where I do in front of the thumb, between the thumb and pointy, and then between the middle and pointy. Yeah. And you just kind of do that. And then whichever finger inevitably, that's the game we do.
Yeah. Do you want to know what that game is called?
Yeah.
Mumble-D-Peg.
You told me that before, but I always forget. Mumble-D-Peg?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play Mumble-D-Peg.
Oh, I had not
one. Or you're going to play Mumble-D-Peg.
Damn it. Okay, right. Cool.
So I would, if I were you, I'd close your eyes.
Oh, God.
And.
Ow.
I suck at Mumble-D-Peg.
The first go.
I know, but it was your left hand. And it's your most garbage finger.
Oh, my left ring finger. My left ring finger. Well, that'll never be used.
Burn.
Asshole. Who are you, Chris?
Well, you'll see I carved a ring on it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like one of those people who gets a wedding band tattooed, except it's scarred.
Yeah, I've scarificationed a ring onto you, so some lucky girl in the future will you can save her. You can be like, hey, I got this one dialed.
Well, know that I'm marked.
Shit finger.
my idiot shit finger.
Like, no need to give me an engagement ring, babe.
It's a podcaster's life for me.
Let me take off my hiding glove.
You see, Cole, he's always got that leather glove on. Is he falconing? No.
Yeah. No. It's actually because the Unabject Suffering hit Bebe's kids one time, and it required the scarification of his ring finger. So.
God damn it, Gary. Fuck. Bebe's kids.
Bebe's kids it is. It's way worse than getting your finger cut.
Oh, yeah. It's true. It's actually a nice distraction.
It's a crime against video games. Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play the worst games in the world.
Why are you doing this to us?
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your line, but why?
Yeah, well, this week we're playing Bebe's Kids.
Yeah. It was recommended by Samuel Bear. Foisted by Samuel Bear. Yeah.
So go fuck our dicks, Samuel Bear. Welcome to fuckfeed.tv.
The small room in which there is only a dick for you to fuck.
Get fucked.
God.
Yeah. So, Bebe's Kids.
Bebe's Kids. So, I've heard you make reference to Bebe's Kids before.
Yeah. It's a cultural touchstone.
I have never seen it, and in fact, never heard of it outside of the context of you saying, like, how ridiculous it is that there's a game based on Bebe's Kids. And the onion is so much bigger and stinkier. There's more layers to that, which is, there's no reason for there to be a movie of this comedy bit, quote-unquote.
Yeah, it is a movie that was, made based on like a 15-minute comedy routine. And the joke of that comedy routine, like, I don't want to, belittle Robin Harris at all, who is a, a stand-up comedian, mm-hmm. who I'm sure is fine. But it's just him dating a girl who has a friend who has hellacious kids named Bebe. And sometimes these kids are Bebe's kids. Those are bad kids. And that's the joke that turned into the movie that turned into this game. So, what a rich narrative vein that is.
It's a narrative vein that like alludes to a social structure or a social conceit that I have like no insight into.
Yes.
Like, I can't relate to this at all. Why am I hanging around with my girlfriend's friend's kids?
Yeah. Yeah. That's real weird. And the they're real like monster kids. Like, I watched a clip of this, and I'd seen this movie before as a youth because it was a cartoon and like it came out in 1992. It was on HBO in like 1993. It went real quick through the theater cycles, believe it or not. And the, so I watched it because it was a cartoon. And it's impossible to know who to root for in this movie. Because nobody comes off well when it comes to Bebe's kids.
No, we're all monsters.
Yeah, like we're all motherfuckers now.
Yeah, now we're all sons of bitches.
Yeah, Bebe's kids.
God damn. So the premise is that he's here at this amusement park and these kids are just running wild. And you're playing as the titular kids, as opposed to probably the more interesting game, which is being Robin or whatever his name is, trying to chase these kids down.
Yeah, well, he barely tries to chase them down. Like, the movie has a lot of stuff where it's, like, him being apathetic. Like, hey, Green, don't worry about those kids, which is kind of shitty, too. Yeah. You know, like I just want to kiss you. I don't care if, you know, these kids just are awful and have awful things done to them and do awful things in turn.
Yeah.
I would want to play the game where you play as the security. like a night trap or, like, a TEPCO's deception.
Yeah.
Where, like, your amusement park has been invaded by Bebe's kids.
Yeah. So we got a massive infestation of babies. Oh god damn it, Gary. I about babies, said something racist. Apartment? Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's what I'm trying not to do, but they are monsters.
Yeah, they are. Like you could take footage of this game, which is just a little black kid beating up white people, and then upload that video to like Stormfront and just the servers would catch fire.
Yeah, it's
welcome
it's
really to Obama's America.
It's so unfortunate that this is the first animated movie that's like has a primary black cast.
Right.
And it's so unfortunate that this is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, cause like if somebody like, you know, I'm not racist or like, you know, I try not to be racist. Yeah. I am for, you know, rights of all people. I am on the right side of history. But this is like, does not portray these specific characters very well. To be fair, like the Bebe's kids end up having kind of a Lord of the Flies situation, and there are kids of all races who end up being monsters, and kind of the message is like, we're all Bebe's kids. You know, so like it could be like, you know, if you were doing a Tecmo's deception with your amusement park being infested with Bebe's kids, like you could, you know, end up trapping kids of all races.
You could do post-apocalyptic Bebe's kids, children of Bebe.
Yeah, the children of Bebe's kid has not been born in 50 years. And the world is running out of Bebe's kids. Bebe's children of men.
Bebe's children of Bebe.
Yeah. Man, those are Bebe's children of Bebe. I don't want to repopulate the earth with them.
Why are They're you assholes. Trying to repopulate with kids?
Yeah, and they also, like, tons of implications. I think that they all smoke pot. Even though they're like clearly like the oldest one is maybe like 8.
Yeah.
Like the movie has a lot of them just like, man.
Yeah.
The baby's constantly like shitting for humor. Pee-wee, who's voiced by Tone Loc. So.
You're fucking kidding me.
No, it's Tone Loc, man.
I see the Tone Loc, you know, the auteur behind Funky Cold Medina and Wild Thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
and Pee-wee.
Oh, God, Gary. Have I told you the story of Ratman?
Nope. Who's Ratman?
Ratman was a fixture in the Mansfield, Ohio karaoke scene, at least circa, like, let's say 2006 to 2007, when I was active in it. Okay. And Ratman was a man who would show up wherever there was karaoke, and he wore an orange shirt and a hat that said Rap Man across it.
Okay.
And he's a middle-aged white dude with a big bushy mustache, got a little bit of a gut on him, and he gets up there, and he does, in a row, because he has an arrangement with the guy, Funky Cold Medina and the Wild Thing, and then does, like, a dance along with it.
That's awesome.
This is Rap Man.
Rap Man is awesome, Cole.
And he rolls... I haven't been there, so I can't confirm this. He rolls with a similarly aged white lady who wears a cattail, like a cattail. And her karaoke name is Bad Kitty. And she does the Pussycat Dolls, like Hot Like Me or whatever. Except she replaces a lot of the lines with, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like Bad Kitty? And Gary, I don't want to be normative. I think that all of God's creations are beautiful. She's not that hot.
I think Rap Man is awesome and Bad Kitty sounds annoying.
Yes.
Like, there was a shitty karaoke place in my hometown. There was a couple who used to do every week they would come and do I Got You, Babe, but they changed the words to be dirty. Like, you'd be like, I got you to eat my pussy. I got you to, you know, rim my butthole. Like, it was just like really, really explicit sex lyrics that rhymed.
And then
it was really cute.
And then at Buffalo Wild, this was Tuesday nights at Buffalo Wild Wings, there was a guy who had just put in for Eye of the Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Except instead of singing Eye of the Tiger, he would just like freestyle slam poetry rap over it, whatever he was seeing or thinking at the time.
Like Eye of the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes. It was pretty intense.
I see 17 TVs and not one school teacher.
You over there, you're an undercover cop.
Yeah.
wings.
We got
beer.
Sauces from bosses. Ranch, chipotle, blue cheese, and more.
Blazing, it's here. It's it. What is
it? In store, because the
So that's my Tone Loke story.
Yeah, man, my friend Austin does Tone Loke karaoke as well. Tone Loke plays Baby or Pee Wee. Baby kid, and he's constantly shitting for like comic effect. Like, there's always just stink lines coming out of his diaper,
even on the poster,
on the cover. Yeah, he's got his arms crossed in a real sassy pose for someone who just shit themselves.
Like, he's like deal with it.
Dog. Yeah, like, I just shit my pants. Deal with it. I'm a big dog.
Like, when I was playing, I have a note here. Are you familiar with Homies figurines?
Yeah.
This is a game of Homies figurines.
It's very Homies like. Real quick though, can you imagine what will it be like when the big dogs move on to shitting themselves? Like, they already take an undue amount of pride in farting in public. We're just like, yeah, I just shit. Yeah. What of it?
Like, it's just a pair of jorts, except instead of having Juicy across the back, it just says shart.
Yeah. Excuse me while I just sharted. My shart loading 98%.
Sorry. Oh, you got me.
Yeah.
I would give, if I saw a man wearing a shart loading 98% shirt, I would give him a crisp $5 bill.
Yeah, that guy would be a hero. I want to form a new league of extraordinary gentlemen with like him, Rat Man,
Pat Kitty,
Pee Wee Bebe.
Sorry. Oh, God damn it. Man.
Oh, boy.
So I watched a clip of this, you know, again, because I was unaware of it. Is it just me or is it grossly over animated?
It's really over animated.
It's like grotesque in a way. Yeah. Like everything is kind of like undulating.
Yeah. And that carries into the game too, where like this game is all about like 3-frame walk cycles, but those frames couldn't be further apart. Like the poses are like 3 distinct poses that you're just shuffling through in a Jacob's Ladder-esque, like stilted, you know, strobe light stop motion animation way.
Well, Jacob's Ladder would imply that it's quick. This is one of the slowest, like most sluggish games I've ever played.
It's very slow. And it's a beat 'em up instead of a platformer.
Yeah.
Which is surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like Final Fight.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Except
final
not.
Fight.
It's the worst.
Where like you have a regular attack, which you can do that and take 30 hits to kill an enemy, or you can do your special attack that has no limit to it and it takes 3 hits to kill an enemy.
Mm-hmm. But like, it's the least
so stupid.
It's the least discoverable special attack I've seen in a game.
Yeah,
you have to hold both shoulder buttons and then press a face button.
Yeah, yeah, very weird.
Yeah.
And you're just beating up on park employees, just punching people.
Yeah, setting Stormfront on fire.
Yeah, it is like a troubling game. Like, I really wish that, you know, for being the first like all black cast animated movie, this was just not trash and not so.
Yeah,
because it wasn't such fodder for assholes.
Yeah, because like I, you know, something I feel like we've learned, you know, is and something we've realized it like for as like. Crass and gross as like Tyler Perry's whole media empire is, there's mm-hmm. there's something to be said, especially for kids, about seeing people like you represented in media.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Yeah, like that, like that is a fact, and it's weird to look at this as like a strangely like groundbreaking kind of thing and just see how like just retrograde it is.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's absolutely true. Like, there's different ways you can be kind of an activist, and you can do it by example solely. Like, this movie could have nothing to do with issues of race. Just the fact that it features characters doing something you don't actually see them doing can make it kind of an icon for equal rights.
Yeah.
But it just happens to be such, you know, such trash. And so just gross and weird.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, like, well, like, not as hated as I thought. Like, critics did not like this movie, but it was thought, like, audiences liked it.
Yeah.
And it didn't do as bad as I thought it would do money-wise.
Right.
Like, it grossed, like, $8 million or something like that, which is more than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Still a failure, but, like, more than I thought it would.
Yeah.
So.
Weird.
Ooh.
Even just getting back to the game, how far did you get?
Second level.
Yeah, me too.
Because I couldn't figure out what I was supposed to do. Like, the second level is the Pee-wee walking back and forth on this, like, glass, you know, like knocking down plates while Robin attempts to catch them. And there's a counter that goes down as he smashes plates. And I don't know if I wanted it to go down or go up.
I wasn't sure who I was trying to help. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and you have a time limit that is fairly severe.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ran out of time. Like, I had no idea what I was supposed to be doing with this thing.
Yeah. I got my first game over, or it was effectively a game over, like, because no matter what, you just go back to the beginning of the game, I guess.
Yeah.
When time ran out, you have like 3 minutes to beat each of these levels. And like you said, it takes 20 to 30 hits to kill anything. However, you don't really have to kill everybody. There are points where it will stop your progress, but like, if you can get to the end, you just go through to the next level.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really just, and I didn't know that at first. Like, I had to kill the guys to get past. And then when they took 30 hits, I was like super mad. And then when they took 3 hits, cause I discovered the secret attack, it wasn't too bad, but then I got to the second level where I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And that was it for me. I watched a tool assisted speed run of it, and you can do the whole game in 11 minutes, but check this shit out. Between every single unique level, there's that boardwalk level. So every odd numbered level is that first level, which is supposed to represent you like traversing the different areas of the park.
So you're just being chased around by security guards?
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's a couple like new wrinkles that come, like the very last one, there are dogs that come after you and it looks really harsh. So there's just like angry attack dogs jumping on you.
Oh,
and
it's no.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ. You're still children, even if they are babies, children.
You don't sick dogs on little black kids.
Yeah.
Like, history has shown, like, you don't do that.
Yeah. You don't sick dogs on kids. Let's not shoot kids or hurt them anymore.
Yeah. Let's.
They are kids.
Can we just
even
agree?
Even if they are babies, kids.
Yeah. I mean, with time and rehabilitation and a little bit of care and love, you can turn any baby's kid into a
regular kid.
Yeah, into a productive. God.
Yeah, a productive member of baby's society.
Yeah,
into a baby adult.
I love this theme park because apparently they are anti fun.
Yeah, it's called Fun World too, but it's anti-fun.
Yeah, no, it's to quote the Wikipedia page, it is a Disneyland-esque theme park, and they're in trouble for being the lovable scamps they are. No, they're like destructive, like they're going around and like vandalizing shit.
Yeah, they definitely went up and punched a security guard first before anything happened.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens. I think that's the plot that they get to the theme park and then the fun stuff is really working. So that, and then Robin just wants to go off with this girl and make out.
Yeah.
And that's why that happened. This was published by Motown Games.
Yes. It was published by Motown Games and developed in part by Mandingo Entertainment.
Yeah.
What?
I was really uncomfortable reading that.
Yeah.
That can't be okay, right?
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, and somebody who, you know, brought me Sir Duke, also brought me Motown, brought me Baby's Kids, the video game.
Sir Duke.
The Stevie Wonder song. Like,
oh, okay.
You know, it is not, like, this is not okay.
Real gross.
And yeah,
But this is all, like, so the team that did the majority of the development behind this has made good games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction. Simpsons Hit and Run.
It's a wonderful game.
Yeah.
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 Great games.
Simpsons Road Rage. Come on.
Yeah. Great games. Whew, boy.
Mario's Time Machine.
Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead. World for the NES. Okay, cool.
No, okay.
Now
they just figured things out
yeah.
at some point. Like, they're just like, oh, okay, this is how you make games. and then moved on to make actual games.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick about Bay Bay's kids, the 10-minute clip I watched in the movie reminded me of a subplot, like for something that had the potential to be really progressive. There's a very like regressive subplot in this game where the girl who Robin is trying to get with, there are two like harpy ladies who are constantly trying to turn her against Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a scene where they're in a bathroom.
I watched that. I had to turn it off.
Oh, we watched the same clip. That's where I turned it off too. I got like 3 minutes and 36 seconds into it. And I was like, I can't watch this anymore. Yeah. Weird that we picked the same Bebe clip.
Well, it's hard because if you YouTube Bebe's kids, all you get is the AVGN army.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, it's very weirdly regressive. Like it is just, Bebe's kids, not the progressive bastion of entertainment it could be.
Baby steps, Bebe steps.
Yeah, Bebe steps. You gotta take don't throw the Bebe out with the bathwater.
Is Bebe ever shown? Is Bebe one of those ladies?
No, that's not one of those ladies. Bebe shows up, I think, to drop off the kids at some point early on.
Yeah,
that's why I think that happens, if I recall.
God. So thinking back to the premise of this, this would be like if there's a video game about trying to guess what Ray J. Johnson's name is.
Yeah, you can call him Bay, or you can call him Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of weird that Bebe is synonymous with baby, which is also kind of synonymous with kids.
Yeah, it's a little bit redundant.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is just, yeah, it is misguided in every sense of the word.
You saying Bebe made me wonder if there's a Doug video game.
Oh man, speaking of which, didn't the security guards look like Doug to you when they knocked off their sunglasses?
Well, you don't just knock off their sunglasses, you knock off their wigs.
Yeah, they look like Bill Clinton's, and then you turn them into Doug Funnies.
Yeah, and they're running around being voiced by Billy West. It's crazy.
Man, the mascot guys are literally doing nothing to you. Like the security guards, trying to stop all this Bebe chaos, but like the mascot's just going like doing this little dance, and you cannot progress until you kill him.
Right.
It's so weird.
Well, they bear hug you to death. At least one of them does. Oh, okay. They hold you until it drains your health.
I didn't see him bear hug me.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just better at Bebe's kids than you.
So you know what? I'll cede that to you. It's not worth arguing.
Yes, small tiny victories,
tiny fist pump for a tiny victory.
Bebe victories. There is a scene when the Bebe's kids have rallied all the regular kids, and Pee-wee, the Tone Loc one, says something like, "We Bebe's kids, we don't die, we multiply," which is like a weird, like, you're animalizing yourself so much. Like, how are you multiplying? There's already, like, if you are human, there's an established way that you multiply.
Yeah. Why are these kids fucking? Who taught these kids how to fuck?
Like, why are they breeding? And why, or they just assimilate others like some kind of weird conscious virus.
Yeah.
Like, once you've caught Bebe's kids. And, like, the idea, like, the movie really aggrandizes what it means to be a Bebe's kid.
Yeah, like, it's a banner they can march under.
Yeah, and it seems to me like being a Bebe's kid is really, you know, not what we should be teaching anyone. Like,
it's a hollow life.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you don't want to be a Bebe's kid.
Yeah. You know, they create a special side class for the Bebe's kids just to help learn. Sorry. Yeah. I really like season 4 of The Wire.
So. Yeah. Oh, it's great. It's the best. It's my favorite season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, that guy came back.
Yeah. Prez did.
Yeah. And he's great. He has a great arc. But, yeah, I'd love to see what he would do.
What Prez, if Prez was here trying to, that's crazy too. Because like, I guess I'm holding both these things in my head, both trying to watch The Wire and also researching Bebe's kids. Mm-hmm. Like just seeing how you do it right and then how you do it oh so wrong.
Yeah.
Wow. There's like this. It's a stark contrast.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Like the Wire deals with issues of race with a touch better, like a little bit softer of a touch and better than either the guy with the glasses, AVGN nerd army, or Bebe's kids, the game.
You know, I'm not afraid to say it. I'm really not afraid to say it.
No,
I feel like we've done a very good job of like avoiding saying inadvertently racist things, except that time I said Mandingo aloud, and that's not actually my fault.
Yeah, that's what they actually called it. When I saw that, it was a real shock.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the kind of word that you want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, I don't know. It's very troubling. And I hope that, like you said, you brought up the idea of like gifts from this getting out. Like, I hope that doesn't happen, especially now, which, like, just to date this recording, we're on the brink of like an entire, like, you know, race-based breakdown in the United States, because this is the worst place to live in the world for Black people.
Yeah.
All of a sudden. And like, you know,
where you can just be shot in the street for no reason.
Yeah. And that's why it's so hard to make the game where, like, I'm supposed to side with the security guards and stuff, or who I'm supposed to side with, where it's like, you know, nobody comes out well in Bebe's Kids. So I'm not saying that I want bad things to happen to the Bebe's Kids.
No.
I just, you know, I think everybody be nice.
Yeah. Just everybody stop fucking around for just 1 second.
Yeah. It's weird. The fact that this world is ending right now is making me really political, because, like, I'm usually not that political, but, like, man, things are super shitty now. It's a weird turn for this episode to take, but man, is it garbage right now?
I know. And like, I got rid of cable television several years ago because I would just have CNN on, and it would be a constant fog of hate into my house. It's like, okay, I'm going to turn it off. But then I have an app on my phone that bloops whenever something bad happens, and I wake up and I see, oh, Ebola's happening. I might not want to leave the house.
Yeah. Yeah. And mostly it's just like people on Twitter now, like, you know, it's an echo chamber. Like, I surround myself with people who are concerned about the same things I am.
Yeah.
But it's just like, boy, do they have reason to be concerned. Mm-hmm. Boy, is everything fucked up right now.
Yeah, it is. Like, just everywhere from like fucked up and fucked down.
Yeah.
I've never been more convinced that we're on the edge of some kind of terrible flashpoint.
Yeah. Yeah. It's real, real scary.
Yeah.
So on that note, Bebe's Kids.
Yeah. God. No vibes, no Bevis.
I saw that. I watched the speedrun of this, and the M boss is a gigantic robot.
as you do.
And at a certain point, you get on a pirate ship and you fight a pirate who has a hand that fires cannonballs. Pretty cool. But the rest of it, real trash. I'd recommend that speedrun to anybody who wants to see what this is like. It's like 11 minutes. So you can see what we're talking about.
Like, your walk speed, it takes 11 minutes to cross the stage.
It is really, really slow. Ugh. It's like tool assisted. That means he played this in like super slow down save state scum.
He played version. It frame by frame.
Yeah, he frame by frame this shit. So it's 11 minutes, but for him, it's like an eternity.
It's still going on.
I don't even think it's the world record either. I think that, like, at the beginning, it says something about the world record. I think it's like a minute less than his. Like, he's just sport tool assisted speedrunning. It must be the best at it.
Warming up for better games.
Yeah, yipes.
Oh, God.
Oh, Bebe's Kids. Anywho.
I got sad, Gary.
Yeah. Yeah, everything's garbage, and Bebe's Kids is garbage. Yeah, thanks, Sam.
Sorry, I laugh when I'm stressed.
All right. Well, on that note, what can they do, Cole?
Yes, so next time we're going to be playing Chex Quest for the PC, which was suggested by Evan Jones Thorne. Thank you, Evan.
Well, here's a surprise for Evan. That's a good game. So that is a very reasonable Doom reskin, and is pretty fun.
Try to get one over on us.
Yeah, that is going to be a breath of fresh air, because that is a good game.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. So if we can't get that to run, I believe it can run on DOSBox. It's on Home of the Underdogs and all of that. If that doesn't run, we're going to swap it out for something else until they remaster it and put it back out on Steam as, you know, Chex Quest remaster.
Redux, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. So that'll be nice. Mm-hmm. I'll play a Doom clone. Yeah. And if you want to suggest other games like Evan and such, you can go to duckfeed.tv/contact or join us on Facebook.
There is a little widget on duckfeed.tv/abject suffering that lets you put in all this information, and it goes into the form. So
yeah,
both of those ways get into the system. One just gets into the system faster.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can choose Bebe speed or regular speed.
Yeah.
And go to that Facebook page and suggest things there and talk to us there.
Yeah. And leave us a rating or review on iTunes. And especially with this show, we kind of get by on word of mouth, because it's not really apparent what it is. We don't even know what the show is. So it's hard it's hard to market it. But if you say, hey, there's this funny thing, that actually does help us out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hard elevator pitch.
Yeah.
But you can help belay that.
Yeah. Help spread the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that's about it, aside from the usual Patreon stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and support us if you'd like. And we'd really appreciate that.
Yes, we would. And we appreciate everybody who has supported us so far.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, yeah, let's call it a night, Gary.
Yeah, I agree. I'm surprised. I just pulled this thing up on iTunes, and we're at 4.5 stars because we have a 1, 2, and 3 star rating.
I know, right? It's kind of crazy.
But not a review, I don't think.
Uh-huh. No. All of our reviews are. It's weird. It's one of my favorite shows to do, but it's the worst rated.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I mean, then that's very mildly worst rated. That's barely worst rated. But I'm kind of surprised about that.
Yeah. So get that rating up. Get us back up to 5.
Yeah. Who's doing 1, 2, and 3 star reviews on this?
Yeah. And if you're gonna leave a bad review, leave text. Let us know.
Yeah, be constructive. Yeah. Be constructive with your feedback.
Yeah. Of this goofy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh well.
Just,
yeah, try and not be a baby's kid, everybody.
Yeah, unbaby.
Cool. All right.